The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There's a reason for you to celebrate every single day. Let's discuss this Tuesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Small wins.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Remember last week I told you I've been pulled over by the police. I hadn't had my tags registered in 5 years. It could have gone all kinds of ways. Small win. I didn't get a ticket.
Small win was you didn't go to jail.
Thank you, DJ Automatic.
We all sat here at this table discussing what your bail was going to be.
Automatic was freaking out bad, dude.
Small win. You don't have to bail me out, DJ Automatic. Small win right there.
Is it a small win or a lucky break? It's one or the other, dog.
It's a little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both right there.
Or you could chalk it up to being a pretty woman.
No, small wins are important, man. And I use small wins to get me through moments of unmotivatedness.
Being unmotivated is a
first. Stand on that.
If I'm not feeling something, or maybe it's just a hard day and I want to be lazy, I think, what can I do right now that's going to help me get back in line with my overall goals? And for me, two things. One, I was fiending hard yesterday for a Dr. Pepper. Didn't drink it.
Small win.
I was fiending hard. I was going through it. I walked around my apartment four or five times.
Were you pacing like a lion in a cage?
I was looking at the gas station like, that's not that far of a walk. I could do it. And I didn't do it. And then another small win is I actually pushed myself to write for a minimum of 18 minutes, which I'm going to be doing.
Solid, discipline, small win day.
There it is.
Okay.
My small win was definitely not eating last night before bed.
Oh, that's a big one.
And going to bed on time. So I didn't wake up exhausted with an upset stomach. So I feel good today.
Small win, DJ Automatic. I figured something out. Do you know Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day, is about small wins? Every single thing he's rapping about in that song is a small win.
I mean, a triple-double is always a big win to me.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
I was going to start with National Bowling League Day. Have you guys ever participated in bowling?
Not been in one, but I do love bowling.
It's odd that you would say you love bowling, Automatic. I've been with you for over a decade, and we've gone bowling 4 times.
I used to live by a bowling alley, so in the summers, we'd always just walk over there and go do something to do for cheap.
Okay. And we also have National Another Look Around Day. This day is celebrated every year after Labor Day, and it's basically fall cleaning meets spring cleaning. So look around your house or internally if you want to clean out some things emotionally.
I think it's really important. You know, we just moved into a new house. We've talked about it a little bit. It took 2 years to build. It was definitely
it was a process.
Quite a journey to get here. Thank you, DJ Automatic. But I cleaned out everything, and our house is very minimal. There's not a lot of things on the walls. Anything we don't need, I donated because somebody else might need it. They might want it. They might love it in their home. And I feel better.
Well, I don't feel better about it because every time I go to look for one of my shirts, I can't find it because you probably donated it.
Thank God, DJ Automatic, because the shirt you're looking for is a striped polo that nobody wants to see you in.
That's right.
Okay, and you bought it twice. Went to Ross twice and bought that green and blue.
I doubled down on that one, I'm talking about many, many shirts from many other things.
I instantly just got a flashback to the one time my mom gave away our Nintendo 64, dog. To this day, my brother's.
Now that's worth money.
You want to hear what Dana's trying to get me to get rid of?
What's that?
All my DJ equipment. No. She's like, you don't need all these speakers and all this stuff.
Am I right?
I'm never giving it up. I'm sorry. I'm breaking it to you right now. It's never going anywhere.
You're right, because that's part of marrying a DJ. This is what you signed up
for. Exactly. You signed up for it. The records, the speakers, the cords, everything.
When you come home and everything's sold, that's what you signed up for.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 99-year-old man named Antonio left his wife, Rosa, after they'd been married over 77 years. Ooh. He's going through her drawers for some reason looking for something, and he found a letter that her lover had written to her. This letter's 70 years old. She had an affair 70 years ago. I keep trying to say, I'm trying to let you know, 70 years ago. Ended the affair, goes on to have 12 children with her husband, Antonio. They also have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Antonio can't get over it. He divorces his wife.
At 99 years old, he divorced
his
wife.
She's 96, and she begged and she pleaded. She's like, for the family. And he said, I can't get over it, and leaves her.
Yeah, no, dude. Their marriage is on life support.
Their whole being is on life support.
That's the part of the. Okay, let's just identify.
77 years, seriously?
But let's talk about the elephant in the room. They're old. You don't know if you're going to make it to the next week. Why even get divorced at this point, my guy?
Thank you, Anthony.
Come on, dude.
On the principle of the matter, she cheated. She lied to you for 77 years. And the worst part about it is she held on to the letter. So that relationship
meant
something.
That's worse than cheating on a man?
Well, no, the cheating's the worst part. But the fact that she held on to the letter for 77 years is the part that would hurt me the most, because if she was truly done with with it, she would have left the letter and everything else
she
behind.
She was done with it.
Well, then why'd she hold on to the letter for so long?
She probably put it in a drawer and forgot about it.
For 77 years, don't clean out your drawers.
No, now you're trying to defend her, Dana. Now you're trying to defend her. Women don't do that. They don't just hold on to letters and forget them.
No.
Nah.
I am not defending what she did. I want to say, you know, cheating is cheating, man or woman. That being said, it's 70 years. It's 70 years. Come on.
Which goes back to what Anthony said, is you don't even know if you're going to make it to next week, so why would you spend your time getting a divorce? I understand why he did it.
I want to puff on my chest right now and say, if I found out you cheated last weekend, I would leave you. I don't even know if I could do that. I would be lying. Would I be hurt? Yeah, there'd be an issue. Obviously, we're married. But I don't know that I'd be strong enough just to walk away from our home, our child, the life we've built,
Salute to that man, because he is strong, because he's walking away from all of it.
He used to walk.
Yeah, dude, that's what I was going to say. Like, who knows? He might be being pushed by his hospice caretaker.
Maybe he's in love with her.
Imagine a caretaker being there like, oh my God.
We could just turn this into one big soap opera.
Would you leave if you found out your partner cheated years and years and years ago? Are you staying or are you leaving?
My God. I want to say right away, like, it's off, it's over. But I don't know, that's a long time ago. And I feel like with me and my husband, I've given the opportunity, like, hey, have you done anything? Now's your time. Let me know. And if he didn't let me know then, like, now I'm finding out now. What do? I don't know what to do.
So you think you'd stay?
I think so, because that means I'm 77, too. That's a 90. I don't know.
You're like, I'm trying to date out there in my 90s. Can't even see Tinder, let alone swipe right.
Too old to hit those streets again.
For that life insurance policy is almost ready to...
That's right. I like that answer better.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The sweet and spicy trend is coming to Chipotle. Let's talk about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Pass Due Amount.
Very disappointing hottest hashtag to begin with. Last week, the Supreme Court kept a hold on the Biden administration's attempt to lower payments for millions of student loan borrowers. It's a racket. I've said it many times. Once upon a time in this country, college was free. And then here come the Pell Grants, which are government loans, low interest, or you don't have to pay them back. And then once they started letting the banks loan money to people, that's when I feel like things went left, because the interest rates go up.
And let's say college has just gotten ridiculous expensive.
Because of that, though, Automatic, it's a racket. They know you're going to go take the loans out. And who does this hurt the most? Impoverished kids.
Yeah.
Because their parents can't save. They're just working check to check. So they got to go get the loans to try to get out of the poverty. And then it's like this horrible cycle of debt.
I did have one friend who got his loans excused.
Yeah, well, those stories sound like a fairy tale. Those are the new age happily ever afters.
Yeah. Because my sister, same thing. She got denied. She tried.
Well, I just hope they keep trying, because we got to fix this issue. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Chipotle is testing a Chipotle honey chicken flavor. They're going after that sweet and spicy mix.
I love sweet and spicy food. I was just talking about sweet and spicy shrimp in a taco. That is so good. The thing I don't like, and I hope they never do it, Chipotle or anywhere, mole.
Whoa.
Oh, mole is chocolate with chile in it, and it just tastes disgusting.
I like it.
No!
That's one of the things you should worry about ever. I don't think that's ever going to make a Chipotle
menu. It's never going to make its way to the general population.
That's what you thought.
They don't serve mole at Chipotle, do they?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't want it to be there. You know, it was invented by nuns. There were some priests coming up into the area in Mexico, and they didn't have anything. But, you know, cacao is indigenous. Chocolate is indigenous to Mexico. So they made some. They put chiles in it, which are also indigenous, and the priests love it so much. They took it back to Europe. And that's how mole was invented.
Man, you think God was like, yo, I turned water into wine for this?
It's not that good.
Nah, bro. You turned chocolate into spicy.
At me. At Dana Cortez. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's go and start with National Another Look Day. All right. This is always a Tuesday after Labor Day. It's basically spring cleaning meets fall cleaning. So if you have anything around your house, take another look at it and figure out what you got to get rid of, bro.
Anytime DJ Automatic travels to work, I take another look at his closet and donate whatever I feel like needs to go.
And we'll wrap it up on U.S. Bowling League Day for all my bowlers out there.
So bowling, I get it. Some people are like, oh my gosh, you have to put on other people's shoes. But it's one of those fun games.
I had my greatest bowling game of all time against a guy that had a crush on Dana.
Oh, you're talking about the gentleman manager of that radio station.
Yeah,
we will not say any names
here. This is when Dan and I were kind of not, nobody really knew we were seeing each other, but they had suspicions. So he wanted to go directly against me, and he was a real bowler. I ended up bowling a 260. I've never bowled that great in my life ever since then. It was meant to be, Dana.
Needless to say, I never went out with the GM.
Oh, no, you went out with the good bowler, huh? Damn. It's like a plot from a Disney movie.
That's a whole other topic right there. Things women have to put up with.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of the most streamed artists in the world, Post Malone, inside the Daily Dirt today. Every time we've sat down with Post Malone, he's kind, he's accommodating, he's friendly, and he's real.
Yeah.
And he's also a Dallas Cowboys fan. Yeah, baby!
His only flaw.
No. His dad works for the Dallas Cowboys. Here's Posty describing what that's like.
So he started off as selling popcorn and stuff, and then he worked his way up. Now they put him on the Jumbotron, and he tells everybody what's for dinner today.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Y'all performed at Jerry Jones' house?
No, we at the Christmas party.
Ooh.
Yeah, at the Dallas Cowboys Christmas party. Me and my dad did it.
You're kidding. Yeah.
He goes to Jerry Jones' house to perform, and he was hanging out with Kylie Jenner, who introduced him to Kanye West. Did you guys know that?
Oh, no.
You can find out more about Post Malone on our YouTube channel. These conversations with Post are some of my favorite. And for someone who made this ugly comment, he looks like he smells. He does not smell at all.
He bathes all the time.
Bathes every single
day. He
doesn't
smell, but he does have face tattoos.
He does.
And he is a Cowboys fan, so he does make some bad decisions, but
no,
his music's great.
No, he does not. All right. Yes. YouTube channel is Dana Cortez Show. It's free.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I don't know why we mentioned trash food earlier, but I'm here to talk about trash food. Hey, I used to be 60 plus pounds overweight, but I still get down with high calorie food once in a while. Not every day like I used to. I used to pull up to Wiener Schnitzel and Dunkin' all in the same couple hours. We don't do that anymore. But let's talk about some of our favorites. And automatic, you and I, since we're married and all, the other night I wasn't feeling well, and he was like, hey, I'm going to go get something. What do you want? I said, just give me some chicken nuggets and some fries. I ate like 4 chicken nuggets, fries.
Hold on. My first thing I went to her was, you don't feel well, and you want me to go get you fries and chicken nuggets.
I didn't care. I just wanted you to be quiet because I wasn't feeling well. That's not the point. You came back with a McFlurry, 2 burgers, 20-piece chicken nuggets and fries, and within 10 minutes, I turned around and your meal was gone.
What happened? You guys are a little McDouble of love here.
Yes!
That's a lot.
You know what? When I'm going in on fast food, I'm going in. Whether it's McDonald's or Taco Bell or Wendy's or Whataburger's probably my favorite.
Yeah, and he's like over here chastising me. I was once sick. He's like, you sure you don't want me to go to Whataburger? You sure? I'm like, okay, go wherever you
want to
go, sir.
No. I don't eat that stuff all the time. Oh, but when I do.
Okay. You're the type to eat the fries before you get home, too, right?
No, Anthony.
I eat the McFlurry first.
Y'all deserve a little treat.
Trash food, Anthony. What
all
you doing?
All the way home, I eat the McFlurry.
That's so fat, dude. For me, I've never walked past a slice of pizza that I can't say no to. Oh, dude.
Bad pizza is like sexy time. No matter what, it's still good.
Still good,
right?
Baby.
No
still
what,
good,
this guy's
dog.
Like the fifth Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Pizza on pizza.
Other than that, like cake. That's cake. About it.
Hey. What kind of cake? Any cake? Or like,
any cake. Cheesecake.
Chocolate cake. I love chocolate cake.
Upside down pineapple cake.
Cheesecake is not a cake, though.
Okay, well, whatever it is, dog. If it has a word cake in it, I want it, dog. All right?
Okay, okay.
You know what? I'll even go as far as say, you know what? If there's nothing left, give me some carrot cake.
Whatever that's kind of cake.
It's the only way I'll consume a vegetable.
I'm down with an OG Doritos with Best Made pickles. If you know, you know. Best Made, you got to have the Best Made pickles. But my all-time favorite food that really has no nutritional value whatsoever is fried bologna with cheddar cheese on top. And it must have a homemade tortilla fresh off the comal. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Starting to learn why your stomach hurts.
I showed my sister-in-law, Sistermatic. Do you remember that automatic? She came to the house. She'd never had that. 3 days later, I called her. I said, what you doing? She goes, I'm making dinner. What you making? Fried bologna and homemade tortilla. Let's go. Tap in. What's your favorite trash food? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.